Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Well, the lights are back. Good for everyone watching on YouTube. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We did have a couple of lights out moments last segment. Not sure that was about our takes, the electricity bill around here. Yeah. We are back, though, Hugh.
Got to turn my mic on. It's one of them days, man. It's Tuesday. We had a lot going on yesterday, man, and so everybody in their feelings a little bit, and the lights don't, you know, want to work or whatnot. We'll get back to normal. We'll be all right.
Who's in their feelings still?
No, I'm not in my feelings.
Oh, okay.
Just curious.
A little bit.
No,
the people were in their feelings because of what you said yesterday.
Oh, yeah, and I said it, and I'll say it again. Yeah,
maybe not. Like
would you like to?
Which part? Which part?
Well, I mean, yesterday I asked you a very simple question, and you took it into your own world.
Yes, because in the moment, like I was in the moment watching the game.
No, I appreciate that.
But see, here's the thing, and this is people's fault.
It's always everyone's fault.
I'm just saying, because we do a four-hour show, and you get a snippet, so... For the smart ones that go back and want to say, well, okay, well, what in what context was he saying?
Where did that reckless thing come
from?
Yeah, you know.
But see, most people don't want to do that because, like I said, we live in a microwave society. So, you know, I had a few people clap, and then I clap back, you know.
I clap back.
You did throw me for a loop this morning because I thought you were going to apologize. You were like, I forgive you. That was good.
No, I forgive them because I know that they don't know. They know not what they do. They know not what they do. But, you know, I'm just like, I mean, I don't, like, listen, I know I am a member of the media, but I'm not that member. I'm not D-Gun. D-Gun sit there, you know, he let people talk to him.
Well, D-Gun lumped you in with him.
Yeah, but D-Gun let folks talk to him all kinds of ways, man. They ain't going to talk to me like that. Just saying. I'm going to say something.
You're going to clap back.
A lot of times it's going to get me in trouble with blue jeans. But, you know, I mean, you just can't let people talk to you recklessly.
No, we can't do that, no. And our next guest will not talk recklessly. She will just give us her opinion on things. That is, of course... Eagle sideline reporter Devin Caney joining us
Scoops.
As she does every week. Scoops, how you doing today?
I'm doing well, guys. Really enjoying these insightful, mindful conversations from Hugh.
Always.
We're getting deep here, Hugh. You know, you're talking about being on a different level in terms of, you know, your energy and where you're.
I mean, I'm vibrating on a Dev. I'm trying to vibrate on a different level.
Vibrating on a different level.
I'm just trying to vibrate. You know, I'm trying to take it all in, and I'm trying to sprinkle these folks with game on a daily. But it just, you know. But I'm a hang in there though. I forgive them.
Yeah,
I forgive them. I forgive them for not understanding.
Those.
Well, maybe you give some game to the Eagles offense because Devin, right now it stinks. Devin, what's your thought on all the conversation around the Eagles offense and what they should do? Because there's a lot of people out there that believe the Eagles should take away play calling from Kevin Petullo and Nick Sirianni should take it over. I say ride it out with Petullo and see if he can improve here. But Devin, I know a lot of people feel like it should be taken away from. Where do you come down on the Eagles play calling situation after another tough one in Dallas?
Well, so I think I haven't held back when it comes, I don't think anyone has when it comes to the play calling for the majority of the season in that it's a bit vanilla, but it's also kind of on trend with what we've seen and what we've been talking about with this Eagles offense for the last like 4 years. Like, this isn't anything new in terms of the overall conversation that we're having. So I think at a certain point, it stops becoming about the offensive coordinator and starts becoming, you know, maybe it's the identity of this offense. And I know that they turned the ball over uncharacteristically on Sunday, but for the most part, while people, you know, complain that it's vanilla and it's conservative, they had succeeded not turning the ball over. That being said, I think all of us would like to see a bit more aggression. I mean, when that game started and the Eagles went up 21-0 fairly quickly, I expected that from the get-go. I feel like I was the only one, at least at our station, who was predicting the Eagles could win by a pretty wide margin on Sunday. So I was sitting on the sideline feeling pretty good about myself for a while. And then, you know, it went three and out. I think they had like one first down in the last several drives to end the half. They had 17 seconds left, didn't go for even a field goal at that point. And then we know what happened thereafter. So, I mean, it's a head scratcher. And I think the most frustrating and confusing part to me, and I think a lot of fans, is I don't know the solution. You know, we hear a lot of it's execution. It's not play calling. It's execution. And yeah, 14 penalties, that'll do that to you. But we're going into week 13. So like, how's execution still the main issue?
Yeah, it's very telling, Devin. It's like, you know, we're talking about, we're not in the building. And, you know, we talk about Kevin Petullo and his play calling, but the players are adamant that that's not what it is. It's one of those things that you really can't put your finger on. And then you talk about we're in the week, what, 13 or 14 or whatever,
yeah, 13.
It is. And we're making bonehead decisions. I feel like it's more so that they need to have a come to Jesus meeting. Do you feel that way? Do they need to just go in the locker room and just kind of air out all this dirty laundry and just get back on the right track? Do you think that'll help?
I mean, I don't know if they're I think they are doing that. And you guys brought up, you played a bite from Jordan Mailata last night at Chickies and Pete's. And I found a lot of what he said extremely helpful because he kind of took us inside. You know, Elliot asked him, is Sirianni holding guys accountable? Like, yes, he is. He still does the thing where he calls out numbers specifically when we watch back the tape. He addressed the, and I know Landon Dickerson also kind of addressed the five-man front and, you know, not being prepared. And I think what stood out to me from what Jordan Mailata said was that, you know, a lot of the outside noise, and I think a lot of it so far has been about Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown. Now Kevin Petullo seems to be being pulled into the mix, but he said it's just brought them closer. So I don't know if they're, I still think the culture and like the team and being in the locker room even last week, after the, you know, rumors you guys just talked about Derek Gunn with Jalen Hurts, like they seem fine in that locker room. It's not like the vibes are completely off. And look, we're only in there for like 45 minutes a day. So I don't know what goes on behind closed doors, but I don't think that there's necessarily a culture issue. I just, and that goes back to like, what is the solution? So if you're saying that Nick Sirianni is holding guys accountable, if you're saying it's execution, and Jordan Mailata even admitted and said, you know, when you commit 14 penalties and they're really costly ones, especially when it's, you know, a big first down, you can't win a game. But why is that happening? And like, that's the biggest question. Like, who is the person? Like, Nick Sirianni constantly preaches tough detail together. He preaches habits and having good habits in practice because that'll come through on game day. Well, guys, like, we're not really seeing good habits because we're seeing so many penalties that are costing these guys games.
Yeah, and the way they're playing kind of flies in the face of everything he says. It's like he's saying this, but they're not playing that way. And Devin, you mentioned the decision, or whatever you would call it, to not try to get points before the half. They got the ball back after the Cowboys scored their first touchdown. It's 21-7. There's 17 seconds to go. They're on the 28. They have two timeouts. Devin, they're in a dome. It's favorable kicking conditions, and they had been throwing the ball well in the first half. So, like, the idea of them dropping back and maybe hitting a 20 or 25 yarder to AJ or Devontae seems pretty plausible to me. Devin, what was your thought in the moment? Because I didn't like that. I was like, come on, let's try to get three here. And then after the game, Tom Rinaldi on Fox, you know, he was interviewing Dak and George Pickens, and Dak said when they knew they could come back was when they got into the half only down 14. Like, they felt momentum there. And I was thinking back to, like, maybe the Eagles could have stopped that momentum if they were just more aggressive. What were you thinking in the moment, that decision to kind of just, let's go into halftime?
Yeah, it was a head scratcher to me, but I also feel like it's on trend for what we've seen throughout the season and in them, you know, having some time left at the end of the half and deciding to take a knee. I think if you had, you know, even just gone for three there and tried to make it down as far as you could to make it easy for Jake Elliott, like, yes, there's a glare, but the glare wasn't on the side of the field where he would be kicking. I just don't see how that would have hurt, especially with a quarterback who doesn't turn the ball over. Like you said, they had been throwing it really well thus far. And it goes back to, you know, playing not to win, but playing not to lose. And when you're only up by 14 points, it might feel like a lot at the time. But like you said, it would be a complete momentum shift if they kicked a field goal there at the end of the half, get the ball back to start the second half and go down and score again. Like, then you can maybe take your foot off the gas a little bit. But it felt like they took their foot off the gas way too early in this game. And obviously, you know, it cost them the game.
Yeah, you can't do that. Devin, before we get to your thoughts on the Bears and the game coming up on Friday, which now feels like a huge one and a must win for the Eagles to stave off, you know, more concern here and they're standing in the NFC. What's your thought on the Eagles bringing someone in to help? I know there's a lot of, we're talking today about the play caller and should it be Nick, should it be Petula, but once in a while a team will bring in outside help just to give a different perspective. You know, a couple years ago when the Eagles made the Super Bowl, the first time against the Chiefs, Vic Fangio was actually here as a consultant and he was helping them and just giving thoughts. There's a few former head coaches, offensive guys that are just sitting at home. Brian Daboll, who's with the Giants for a couple years, obviously. Doug Peterson, who there's a lot of familiarity with and great moments here in Philadelphia. What's
Didn't
your thought?
Daboll work with Jalen before?
Daboll did yeah. work with
he
Daboll.
He benched him.
He did. He's part of benching him. But
in Alabama.
He worked with him in Alabama. Devin, your thought on bringing
I'm
in
sure
a
everyone wants him here.
Bringing yeah, in a consultant to kind of help out a little bit.
Well, you're forgetting one very big name. That's Frank Reich, who, you know, we know Nick Sirianni is a very big fan of his. I wouldn't be against it. I also think, you know, you guys have been talking throughout the start of the show about, I guess, the public perception of taking play calling duties away from Kevin Petullo or giving them back to Nick Sirianni. And I do think that's a factor. I don't want to say that's the biggest factor, but if you bring in outside help, I think it just depends. They'd have to be very careful in the way that they did it, right? Because it didn't seem like a desperate move with Vic Fangio in the Super Bowl, but clearly that didn't really, you know, work out for the Eagles because they lost that one. But I just worry that maybe they'd be a little concerned over it looking desperate. And I think that, like what Kyle says, or I forget who was saying it.
Was it smart? Know, if it was, it was probably
away from Kevin Petullo. Like that publicly is not going to look good. That's going to scream, you know, we're in trouble and we're feeling desperate. And I think right now they need to just have the same confidence.
Circle the wagons. Yeah, they definitely
are. Yeah, well, it would, whatever they, if they do anything that is drastic, it's going to come across as panicky. I mean, it is. Now, if it works, who cares? But if it doesn't, it does come across that way. Right. Devin, let's end with this. The Bears on Friday. You know, when the season started, I looked at that game and I was like, this is a good spot for the Eagles. At home, short week, the Bears probably will be improved, but not that much. And now they sit at 8-3, and it's suddenly a huge game because the winner has the inside track to at least the 2 seed, probably, and the loser's on fraud watch heading down the stretch of the season. Devin, your thought on the game Friday?
I think it's a good opportunity for the Eagles to right the ship here. I think given the Bears' run defense, which isn't their strongest area whatsoever, I want to see some more action from Tank Bigsby. And look, I'm not saying that Saquon Barkley should be benched. I'm not saying that at all. But talking to Saquon after the game on Sunday, he seemed out of answers. You know, Fred Johnson seemed out of answers when it comes to the run game not being able to, you know, get off. And obviously the offensive line and their health is a massive factor in that. But even Saquon himself said, it's not just the O-line. I'm sick of people, you know, saying that and using that as an excuse. It's me. Like, I've been in funks before. I'm in one now. I'm going to try my hardest to get out of it. Well, while he tries to get out of that funk, I say give Tank Bigsby the majority of the carries and see what he's able to do, because he's averaging like 8 or 9 yards a carry, where Saquon is in negative yards for the most part, especially last Sunday. So I would like to see them try some new and creative things in the run game. That being said, you know, this offense isn't really one that identifies with new and creative plays. But I think it's a good opportunity to try and get the Eagles run game going. I think they can, because I'm not saying that the Bears are frauds. I know the Eagles and Bears have been, you know, partners throughout the season in terms of.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Knocking down NFC North opponents. But I think that the Eagles will come out on top and will not be the loser of the fraud watch game.
You can't be loser of the fraud ball game. You just can't be. We can't have that. And they are 7-point favorites, so a lot of people think they will as well. Devin, we appreciate hopping on. Have a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you for the game on Friday.
Thanks, guys. See you Friday.
There she goes, Devin Caney. All right, Hugh, what do you think about the idea of bringing in a consultant to help with this? So she mentioned Frank right now. Frank, it's worth mentioning, he is the interim head coach at Stanford. Now, they're going to play their last game Saturday. Mm-hmm. They're not going to make a bowl. So if Frank – it seemed like Frank came in to help his former quarterback, Andrew Luck, because Luck's the GM of Stanford now, to be an interim head coach. But their season's over Saturday. So I guess he's available starting Sunday. Frank Reich, Doug Peterson – Brian Daboll, would you bring in a consultant?
So he basically asked me, would I bring in a fresh pair of eyes to look at the offense?
Yeah, and this is not specifically to call plays, like just to come in and help.
This is a babysitter for Petullo. You can call it for what it is.
That's fine,
because that's what you're. That's
okay, is that not a panic move too?
Yeah, that's
it's not
optics.
As much of a panic move as taking the play calling away.
It really is. Mm-hmm.
It's not.
I think
it's worse.
It's not worse.
It is, because you're asking for outside help. You're saying we can't figure this out in here, so we're going outside.
Was it a babysitter for Jonathan Gannon in 2022?
Fangio was here as an offensive consultant.
Okay. Was it a babysitter for Ben Steichen? Whatever. I mean, it's the same thing.
There was a
former head coach, right? A former mm-hmm. head coach in the NFL. That's what Fangio was, mm-hmm. who had a lot of success in the league, and they brought him in to help with things.
You know what the problem I have with this is? That's what you do for a team that's 3-8. Mm-hmm.
Not in 2022. They were on their way to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but I think it's I don't think so. I think that these problems are internal. I think that they feel like you have to look and see how they handle this.
Yeah.
You know, Rube went out there the other day and he said he thinks Petullo is going to be stripped of his play call.
By the way, we're going to have Ruben Frank on at 12 for his thought on the offense.
And Coach Sirianni came out and said, no, that's not going to happen. So to me, that says that they feel like everything that they need to do, they can do it internally.
But then what if they're wrong? I mean
that's the chance you take.
Don't you want to find out?
But I what's wrong with a fresh set of eyes to help them out? I mean, obviously they're struggling. You know, regardless.
They don't.
Go ahead.
But see, here's the thing, Joe. Whatever this is, whatever it is, they've dealt with this before, and they won a Super Bowl. Like, that's a fact.
Yeah, but they also had a more experienced offensive line in Kellen Moore.
And guys were healthier. Like, the one thing that we talked about. See, I hate to hit y'all with I told you so.
I kind of
told you that, you know, being tired and playing longer than anybody else, that starts to take its toll. Injuries are a huge factor when it comes to, you know, not going back to back.
Wait a second. Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
You also told us they were going to win like 14 games and get back to the Super Bowl.
And still, that's still on the table.
So yeah, but it's unlikely.
I'll tell you what the issue is with bringing in somebody from the outside. The message gets convoluted. Remember the whole thing with the defense at the end of the 23 season was we didn't know who the message was coming from.
You're right.
Like, that's a problem.
So I get that. I guess when I think of consultant, I think of someone to watch film and like
a babysitter.
Sure, yeah, you call for
you're holding the man's hand.
Okay, let me give you an example.
Come here, little Kevin. I got you.
This past week, right? This past week, we spent all day yesterday, and everyone was talking about. And Landon Dickerson had to speak twice about the 5-man fronts because he caused a firestorm. Perhaps if Brian Daboll or Doug Peterson or Frank Reich or pick your former head coach in the NFL, that's an offensive guy. Maybe if he was on staff and he was being paid by the Eagles, he would have watched the film against the Raiders and said, "Hey guys, they might be switching to a 5-man." Maybe that's, and then it's in Sirianni's head, it's in Petullo's head, and they practice it more. I'm not saying like the guy comes in here and he just pushes everyone out of the way.
Yeah.
I'm looking for help.
But that feels like the last lever that they could try this season, though. Like, first step feels like, let's try and see if we can work this out in-house with Nick Sirianni. I'm done with the Petullo thing at this point.
I know.
It's been 12 weeks. I'm abandoning ship with Kevin Petullo. Like, when Dan Campbell took over play calling, was that a panic move? No, that was, wow, look at Dan Campbell. You know, like, so I could argue that not that sticking status quo is arrogant.
Well,
you could say it's a panic move the other way, but sticking with it is arrogant. This doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Man, if I... You're going to be all right, dude? I'm just telling you right now, if I saw a story come across my feed that Doug Peterson has come back to help the Eagles offense, I'd be thrilled. I'd be thrilled.
It would be, honestly, that would be embarrassing.
No, it would not.
Yes, it would. They moved off of him for Nick Sirianni. Yeah, and now you're telling Nick, guess what? Maybe we made a little bit of a mistake.
If Nick Sirianni's secure, and he should be, just got a new contract, he can make the phone call.
You think he's secure?
No, I don't. But if he was.
Okay. I'm trying to live in reality.
What if it came from Nick? What if Nick called Doug? Or Nick called Daboll? Or Nick called Reich? I mean, Reich, he would obviously call. I mean, they're very close. He wouldn't view that as some sort of competition.
I think the optics are very similar.
Yeah, in all cases.
I'm not worried about optics. We're talking about
being viewed as a panic move. Well, no, there's some worry about optics.
But I'm worried the locker room will view the Petullo Sirianni switch as panic. I think a consultant could help. Or where does everyone come down? 215-592-9494. Where do you stand on the idea of a consultant, a Daboll, a Reich, a Doug P? I mean, Doug Peterson, I'd be excited if he came back to help. And in fact, he did do an interview about a month or so ago where he was asked, like, hey, if the Eagles ever called for your help, would you give it to them? Of course he would. He's an Eagle. He played here. He won a Super Bowl here. To me, Doug's Eagles royalty. If he was asked, I bet...
If they wrote that book,
he's Eagles royalty, Doug.
Hello.
He's Eagles royalty. He won the first Super Bowl.
I think he's pretty cool, but I don't think...
You know, no one cared about the book but you. He's the only one who cares about the book.
He wrote a book.
I can't get a read on Hugh. He won't give his flowers to Howie Roseman.
I know.
What do you mean? Howie's my guy. Howie has a mezcal.
Okay, well, you were telling us that a little while ago that Hurts was the bigger reason for their success than
Remember that day in the summer?
Yeah, I remember that, and I do believe it.
It's a tough day for you.
I stand on business.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
But now I'm starting to read the tea leaves.
Come on, man. Okay.
He has a nice little mezcal. I think it's called 444.
I'm not worried about his mezcal.
That's what we call a deflection.
Okay.
No, I mean, it is a nice mezcal. You know, mezcal is like a different form of tequila. It's like a lighter, like...
I don't give a shit.
That's what I thought it was,
Like the hoity-toity people like to drink the mezcal. You know, when they don't want to get, like,
banged up. Now you're undermining.
No, I'm just saying, when people don't want to get banged up, they do the mezcal.
You're calling them hoity-toity. All right, let's go to Jamal in Philly.
Pretty hoity-toity.
Jamal is up on WIP. What's up, Jamal?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up,
good morning, Jamal.
So I would say definitely fire Kevin Petullo. Allow me to long talk just for a second.
Sure, go ahead.
I don't like the plays that Sirianni has, but I believe if we was to bring in, you know, an offensive-minded or offensive-proven OC, within that playbook, there are plays that work, like run outside of the tackles instead of everything inside. I will also believe that he will have the ability to make adjustments to the adjustments, and this wouldn't be his first rodeo. With Kevin Petullo, this is his first rodeo. He's handcuffed with a playbook. You get what I'm saying? And then you add plays as the season progresses. That way, when playoff time comes, this new offensive, you know, coach can have a bigger playbook of his own.
So you want to bring in someone from the outside. Like, you're on the idea of a new coordinator from the outside, Jamal?
Yeah, right now we don't know if this ship is sinking, or we don't know if it's going to stay afloat. But right now it's not looking good, and they had all of these weeks to get it right.
Well, it's getting worse, if we're being honest. Since the bye week was when they were supposed to get better, and they've actually gotten worse here. All right, Jamal, what do you got for us? Siblings, a pair of famous siblings.
I failed there. I was trying to come up. I couldn't come up with nothing.
All right, no
wow,
siblings.
That's a disaster.
All right, Jamal. It's all right. Give Jamal a break. He's trying to bring a new coordinator, and his mind is
things are contentious today.
Okay, 215-592-9495. I don't think they could bring in a brand new coordinator midseason with a new playbook. I mean, they got game.
Of course not.
They got a game on Friday.
You know what? I'm curious, and I need somebody to help me with this because this is what I don't understand. Jamal, and I'm not picking on Jamal, but you said it looks like the wheels are falling off the wagon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lost one game. And wait a minute, let me finish. Lost one game, right? And we've complained about the way this offense looks for weeks, right?
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden we lose to the Cowboys. Now it's falling apart.
Well, okay. So I don't think it's going to end up this bad. But Hugh, there are parallels to 2 years ago, and it's not the defense; it's the offense. If the offense continues to be bottom of the NFL, they could lose a lot of games. Like just because they won 8 out of the first 11 doesn't mean they're going to win 4 of the last 5.
No, I mean, I hear you, but these I've been like this is where I'm a little confused because a few weeks ago, you know, AJ talked about it in his way, not condoning the way that he did it, but he kept saying that and other people kept saying it. And everybody was cool with it and all you would hear was, "Hey, but we went to the Super Bowl. We were Super Bowl champions." Now it's like we were so far left. Now we're going far right.
Well, so I think part of that is we're so far now removed from the Super Bowl that that's just coping to use the Super Bowl. They're not that team.
No, people still using that.
But it's coping.
You did yesterday. It's coping. I've heard. Much
I mean,
of it lately.
It's more. I feel like because he's the easy target.
Petula.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it just feels like it's easier to justify doing it now because of the way
also,
it looks.
Also, we are this far into the season. Let me give you a stat here. Percentage of drives in which the Eagles score. Okay, 34.2% of their drives they score on. They're 27th in the NFL. The only teams they're ahead of, you ready for this group, this motley crew? They're only ahead of the Jets, Saints, Titans, Raiders, and Browns.
Oh, my gosh, it's awful.
All losing teams.
Well, and think about their quarterbacks. I mean,
anomalies.
Horrendous offenses, horrendous teams. Those teams are combined to be 10-45. So, yeah, we need to make changes.
Okay.
We need to make changes. And that's why we should bring in a consultant.
But people are telling me we should stick with Kevin Petullo over Nick Sirianni.
Well, I don't know if Sirianni is a positive change.
Okay. All I'm hearing is that I want to win a Super Bowl more than everybody else.
Well, at least I am meeting you in the middle with a consultant. I got 8-3 Douglas over here. As if this
they won the Super Bowl.
This bridge is not rickety right now. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls after break. Plus, Nick Sirianni's conversation with The Morning Show. We'll let you hear that. And we're looking for siblings today for CombOcon on Sports Radio 94WIP.
You know, we've been cooking up game day recipes all season long. Now it's time to take that Hatfield Recipe Essential Sweet Italian Sausage to Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I know I'm a couple days early, but still, that's where we're going. Elevate your stuffing to a savory side dish that steals the spotlight. Or you can whip up a breakfast casserole so good, your family will be full all day long. Find Recipe Essential Sweet Italian Sausage at your local supermarket. For locations, visit simplyhatfield.com. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo.
I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.